look at verses 9 through 11 this morning as a starting place. Everything has to start somewhere. And this starts with Revelation 22. I must share with you before I read this, the man that wrote this is quite old. According to our standards, maybe in his 90s even. And here he is writing. I want you to hear what he says. Verse 9 says, I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamum, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. Let's ask the Lord in a word of prayer for his wisdom and spirit and understanding. Heavenly Father, you've told us in your word so many different wonderful mysteries. We ask you now to unlock even now this one, when you told us would be ours manifest. Thank you, Lord, for doing that. We give you praise. We give you glory. Amen. You may be seated. Day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit was poured out. On that day, 3,000 people were added to the church. Now, I know that Joel says that the Holy Spirit will be poured out on all flesh. On that day, it was Jerusalem. It wasn't quite the world. It was the beginnings of the first fruit of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The beginning of the New Testament. The church which we now worship the Lord, which has become for us the way we worship. The Holy Spirit began that. The Holy Spirit's job is to continue to increase the church and to bless the church. And the church's job has always been and continues to be to bring forth disciples for Christ, to train them and send them out to do the same. It's very important then that as we come worship, that we get something, that we receive something from the Lord, that we know that the Holy Spirit is working in us. Why do I say that? Because we need to have a testimony that the Lord has done this for me. The Lord has taught me this. The Lord has shown me this. You can talk about the Bible, but if the Lord hasn't done anything to you, there's not a whole lot of life in your talk. You know what I mean? We can talk about how we can go to the store, and we say, well, I just go to the store. But if we really like the experience, talk to my kids about Walmart. They don't go, let's go to the store, let's go to Walmart. They jump up and down. They love it. They love the lights. They love all the people, all the toys. You get it? I can't get another toy set here in Walmart. But they love it. Talk about Toys R Us. They're in the car. Right? We talk about the Bible. It's kind of like going to the store for us. Well, you know, it says this here, I gotta do this, gotta get this, gotta show you this, gotta show you this. But if you meet the joy of children, and they're going to a toy store, you're going, hey, I gotta go, where's the show? I gotta show you. Can I show you? Let's go now. We get excited. difference, isn't there? What's the difference? The difference is it taking you half to and knowing it's a joy. This morning, the Lord put on my heart that He wants us to be joyful people. Spirit-filled, happy in Him, at peace, full of the love of God, and that being manifest in our lives daily, every moment, more than that. Through us, that joy carried into the world. Early Christians, they used to say this about them. They're a peculiar bunch of people. Look how much they love one another. That's weird. They don't say that anymore. They seem to fall into the woodwork and look just like everybody else. There's been no random, anonymous acts of love because people are looking for ways to get noticed. Or they don't do them. But the Holy Spirit is raising us up. Here and now, the ambassadors of Jesus Christ. It says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 that He makes all things new, and He has given you and I the ministry of reconciliation. As a matter of fact, it says this: now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We beg you in Christ's stead, be reconciled to God. It says, God beseeches others by us. This is Paul writing, the apostle. That God was speaking through him. Folks, you think you can do that? You think God can speak through you? You think you can? Come on. You know, I asked someone one time about it. They said, well, if he wants to. If he wants to, he can. Let me tell you something. He wants to. He will empower you. More than that, he will be seen clearly. He will be seen clearly through you. Because you are an ambassador. When you come to God, He has raised you up. He has set you apart. He is sanctifying you and setting you in the holy of holy places. And you are a light. And God through you. You are His voice. Your actions are His actions. Now, that sounds like a nice thought, but it's not just what would Jesus do. It is what is Jesus doing now. And He's doing what His people are doing. God is raising us up. I've got something in my pocket. I've already passed it out to a few people. I'm going to pass it out to the rest of you in a moment. I had a new card printed for the church. And it's very specific on what the Lord has put on my heart. And I praise His name because I thought it wouldn't come for 3 weeks. Because they said, slow shipping, it'll be there in 3 weeks. And got it here in 4 days. So I praise the Lord for that. That means He wanted us to have them now. And I have one for each person, and I hope you want more. And what it is basically what we're all about. What we as Christians are about. We're ambassadors for Jesus Christ, and we're helping others to bring that out. And we're letting the light of God shine through us by not hindering it in any way. Well, we're trying, right? Sometimes we feel like we hinder God's work because we're just not quite obedient enough, or maybe we don't feel like we're worthy enough. I've got to tell you something. And the Lord has been dealing with me with this. Okay, Lord, it sounds great. I'll do it. He said, no, you're not. And I said, yes, Lord, I'll be obedient. Here I am. I'm all proud, you know. Lord, I'm obedient. I'll do it. You know, you'll just love me. I'm so obedient, Lord. They'll just see how obedient I am, and they'll love it. They'll love me for it, Lord. They might even love you, too. And I said, no, it's not going to be that way. It's not going to be that way at all. He said, I'm going to do it. Okay, God, but you know, I'm the preacher. He says, I don't care if you're the preacher, I'm the God. suppose you are in line in the grocery store, and someone is there at the checkout, maybe even the teller, and someone is there and you say, you know, I was just praying for you, and they're looking like you're crazy. And they say, no, I was. I was praying that God would bless you just right now, because I know you're probably working hard. And they're looking and say, well, thank you, and be polite. And you say, no, no, you don't understand. I mean, God's going to bless your socks off. I don't mean you have to say that. That's just what I said. But what I'm trying to say is, in that moment, you've offered something to somebody, and it's non-threatening. Right? You said, I'm doing this for you right now, even while you're working here, as I was standing where I'm praying for you. Matter of fact, I'm praying for this person on the highway line, because they're praying. By the one in front of me, because they're praying for you. Anybody's presence without first of all knowing that God loves them and that they know that. You have a burden on your heart. The Holy Spirit wants to do that. To you. But here's the beautiful part, and this is what the Lord's put on my heart. You may have tried that before and met with embarrassment, felt foolish. This time it will work. Because God is anointing each one of us with a special anointing for that to work now. Book of Revelation, the Apostle John was exiled to the island of Patmos. There he was, worshiping God on the Lord's Day, and it says, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day, and I heard a loud voice behind me like a trumpet, saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega, beginning and the end. He was in the Spirit. And what he's talking about is that the Holy Spirit was on him. And in that time, folks, he's in his 90s or late 80s. And the Holy Spirit gets a hold of him and he writes the Revelation. It doesn't matter that he was old, that he was weak. When the Holy Spirit is your task, it happens. 20-some chapters in the book of Revelation he got. That is what he got. And he wrote it all. On one day, folks, that's a lot of writing. 22 chapters on the Lord's writing and writing. Grab and write. That's what he was told. He started writing. And his arm didn't get tired. But he was in the Spirit. The Lord says, he's making us important in the Spirit, raising us up. He's going to manifest that through us. Now. He's going to do it in a real way. Now, maybe you think, well, that may be so, but I don't know what it means how I'm supposed to do that. Simple. Another place where you open the door. Simple. John, because anybody's response to God's ministry right there. Give me the word. You trust that God's going to use you. The Lord had to deal with me. I said no. If your faith is that you can trust that He's always going to completely anything. Maybe you didn't miss out on the mercy seat, sprinkle the cancer in sin. You don't have to because it's in your heart. If you have Christ, you are for anointing. You're stepping. Because you're going to read something this week. Be one for Christ. Do you think that's possible? When's the last time you looked and you touched someone's life for Christ? Next Sunday, they say, look, why? Something to help you. But I can't back that up. Good. You can't back it up. I can't back it up. God said he would. It's his promise to us. We are his ambassadors, and he will shine through us. He said he's going to do that. Trust him. If he's Lord of your life, let him be. Trust him. Let the Spirit live in you, and let him take the moment. Everywhere you go, in your heart. That's how you live out the life of Christ, by knowing that God is with you, that you live in the Spirit, that he can create a book of Revelation by John the Apostle, and he can reach people through you in such a simple way. But the Lord is ready for us to do that. And he's going to bless the work of your hands. Let us pray. Father, your Spirit upon the Apostle John came. Now comes to us. Fall upon us. Give us the courage to follow through with your word to us. Lord, it may seem like something that might slip to the back of our mind, but we bind the Satan from allowing that to happen.
Hey!
That your love for us and your Spirit upon us would always be present.
Feeling all right?
Lord Jesus, manifest yourself here now through the Holy Spirit. Yeah. We ask you this in your name.
You do?
Amen. There is no closing in today.
I thought you said
there
all week.
There is communion. And this morning, as we get ready to partake,
you working tomorrow?
Elements